Did you know that likability is one of the number one traits that employers look for when they're making hiring decisions? It is not just about how smart you are, how well you performed in the interview. A lot of interviewers will walk away from your session and ask themselves, do I like this person? And if the answer is no, typically it's a full stop. Does that introduce bias and all kinds of icky, yucky, not good things? Absolutely, it does. What it also introduces is a unique opportunity for us to become the most likable people in the room so that we can land our dream jobs, get promoted, and have a kick-ass personal brand. This week's episode is dedicated to making you the most liked person in the office. Think Regina George if she was nice and didn't get hit by a bus. That is the vibe. I want you to be the it person, the it individual in those hallways for the rest of your life. I would like to spend 30 seconds with you. 30 sweet seconds. If you could just open up your phone. Yeah, thank you so much. If you could go into Spotify or Apple, wherever you're listening. Okay, great. Thank you. Could you go leave a 5-star rating and a little review? Oh my God, thank you. That's so sweet. That's how the show grows. All this is free, 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 for free. It's a one-woman show. I write, produce, do the whole shebang. So when you interact with this podcast, whether it's sharing it on your socials, leaving a review, it's game-changing. So I really appreciate you. Thank you for clicking submit. All right. Let's jump on into it. Like I mentioned, there are so many different studies that confirm and show that employers actively look to hire and promote likable people. This isn't necessarily something that is super conscious. It's not like they're sitting and thinking, do I want to have lunch with this person and then making a decision from there. But naturally, if you have the kind of energy and personality that makes it appear like you're easy to work with, pretty competent, and pretty kind, people are more likely to gravitate towards you whether they recognize that or not. So when you are likable, especially in the context of work, you're going to find that more people reach out to work with you, which is access to more opportunity. And the more opportunity you have and the more connections you make, the more likely it is you're going to make more money and get promoted. That's why it's so important. And also, it's just nice to be well-loved in the office. It makes life a lot easier and it's so much better for relationships and networking. So the first thing I want to say, you can't be likable if you're bad at your job. You just can't. You could be the nicest person in the world, but if every time you work with someone, you submit really crappy work or you're kind of challenging to work with, they are not going to enjoy working with you. Because even if you're nice and you're sweet, if the outcome of your work is cucka, they're going to associate you with cucka. So before you start worrying about being universally loved and the Miss America of your office, ask yourself, self, am I good at my job? And let's invest there first. If the answer is no, that's fine. None of us are great at our jobs when we first start. I know that I definitely was not. So if you're finding that's the case and you're like, okay, wait, I really need to get it together. I need to get better at my job. Talk to your boss. Be like, hey, I think I see some areas of opportunity. How can we work together to close those? Make your goal in the next 6 months to be the best possible employee in terms of the quality of your work. And then you can focus on likability. It doesn't work if they don't go together. The most important thing about enhancing your likability at work is still being authentic and true to you. And I say this with an asterisk because I really do think you can only be so authentic in the context of work. Like, it really depends where you work, but you know what I'm saying. As much as you can show up as your full self, like the HR team tells you that you can, it's still work. Like, you're not showing up as your whole ass self. You're showing up as maybe 70%. But you need to make sure that the way you're building relationships is authentic to your personality. Otherwise, it's going to lead to burnout. So if you're someone who's introverted and recharges alone, you walking by every person's desk and standing there and talking for 10 minutes is going to leave you exceptionally drained at the end of the work week. That might not be the most authentic way for you to build those connections. But if you're an extrovert, maybe that's a great path for you. So you need to really be in tune with yourself and understand what is going to be an energy suck versus an energy give and lean into the things that are in the giving side. And if you're an introvert, just to be clear, it doesn't mean that you're not an amazing networker or like amazing at building relationships. It just means you need to be thoughtful about when and how you choose to do that so you have time to recover in between meetings. So if you have a meeting heavy day, maybe that's not a day that you walk around and do like a press tour around the office. For me personally, I found it to be very helpful for me to clearly define what my personal brand is. And I did this at the start of my career, so it has evolved a little bit. But when I think of the three core elements or pillars pillars of things that matter to me when I interact with people. It's that number one, they see me as a voice of authority, not in a scary way, but in the sense that if I say something is factual, it's factual. I want to have 100% accuracy ratio, that I'm reliable. When I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. And the third is that I'm really fun and empathetic. Like, those are the core pillars of my brand. And I make sure when I interact with people, I'm actively checking in with myself to say like, hey, am I doing this? So if it helps you, have like an actual defined personal brand, because it'll help inform how you build these connections. But anyways, let's talk about the tactical little things that you can do to actually be the most likable person in the office. But again, it's not going to work if it's not authentic to you, and it's not going to matter if it's not aligned to your brand. So you got to make sure those two things are in check with a capital C. I would like to introduce you to something I call Press Tour Mondays. It's Monday morning. It's 9 a.m. People are rolling into the office. They're a little slow to start. Everyone's starting to open up their laptops, perhaps grab a coffee. I want you to spend the first 15 minutes of every single Monday doing a press tour. Pop by people that you know you're probably not going to speak with quite a bit this week because maybe you don't have a project with them or they're like on an adjacent team. Go up to them and say, "Hey, Suzanne, how are you? How was your weekend?" "Great. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Well, I just wanted to pop by before we kick into the work week. So have an amazing week." You do that to a couple of people. You do it as you're walking to get coffee. You hold an empty mug in your hands so it looks like you have purpose. And suddenly everybody remembers that you exist and that you're so thoughtful for asking how their weekend was. And you didn't have to put too much thought into it because guess what? The weekend is just behind you. It's just in the rear view. It's not an awkward thing that you need to overthink. If you work in a virtual environment, do the same thing over Slack, especially in Slack groups. I wouldn't recommend like individually messaging people because they're going to be like, "What the hell do you want? Like, do you need work from me?" But go into the Slack groups. "Hey everyone, how was your weekend? How's everybody doing?" Those are things that make you likable because people associate you with being conversational and uniquely interested in their lives. So that's one thing. You don't need to do a whole press tour day though and walk around and talk, because on the flip side of this, if you overdo this and you like linger and talk at someone's desk for like 15 minutes, they're going to think of you as chatty and also start to wonder, how do they get any work done? In and out in like 2 minutes. "Hey, how are you?" Blah, blah, blah. Little exchange. Keep it moving. You do that to a couple of people. You go back to your desk. So do the press tour. Make sure people see your face or see your name pop up on Slack or Teams or whatever platform you're using. And make sure when you do interact with people, you have a positive energy and that you're actually getting to know them and their lives. You ask them questions. The other thing I want you to do is go to all the socials. You can't be likable if people exclusively see you in the context of work. The likability factor comes from your authentic personality, or as authentic as it can get at work. And the best way to highlight this is at socials. Whether that's actually eating in the lunchroom and inviting different people to sit with you, whether that is grabbing a coffee with a coworker, or going to those more formal post-work events. Those are things that really help. All of my core working relationships really, really got deeper and like high value the second I started to grab dinner with them after work. That is truly a game changer. So show up to that stuff. Even if you don't like it, even if it's like an energy suck for you, that is worth it. Walk around the office with celebrity energy. That means if you're walking to the washroom and somebody is crossing paths with you, make direct eye contact, smile. "Hey, hope you're having a good day." That's all it takes. These little things are what people are going to start associating with you, and they're going to be like, "Wow, they're so confident. They always make eye contact," or, "Oh, it's so nice. They always say hi." Those are the little things that add to the total package of your likability. And you never know, that person in the hallway is most likely going to be someone you work with or need help from in the future. So it just builds a positive foundation. Offer help more than you ask for help. Oh, that's like the biggest one. If you hear people in the office or like chatting on Slack or on Teams about a difficult thing, like, "Oh, we can't get this report out, blah, blah, blah," or, "Oh, we need a little bit of volunteering help for this event," lean in and say, "Oh my gosh, how can I help? How can I be of service? Hey, just checking in. Do you need anything from me? Or, hey, I was thinking of you and the team. I know you're so busy. Is there anything I could potentially help with?" Those little messages are going to catapult your career. Those are literally game changers. That is where people will say, "Wow, you're thoughtful. Wow, you take initiative." And yeah, maybe they give you an ask to show up to an event with them. Or, "Hey, you know, you're a great recruiter. We're working on a marketing campaign. Could you help us rewrite some of these elements in a way that people you think will enjoy?" Like, those are things that are going to help your career so much. It helps build your skills portfolio. And people tend to like people and feel indebted to people that have helped them. And suddenly, when you need help or you need a referral, you've got a whole repertoire of people who are pro you. I've said it once and I'll say it again. If people gossip with you, they gossip about you, and that is a promise. If you want to authentically be liked at work, you need to be Switzerland, baby. Mm-hmm. I don't want you involved in any workplace drama. I don't want you talking about Susie from accounting and how she's kind of rude. No, we're not doing that. When people gossip with you, you say, oh, I haven't noticed that. Or, oh, no, I don't really pay attention to that. Anyways, I have to go run and grab a coffee. You remove yourself from those situations, because if the wrong person hears you gossiping, that is your brand that's impacted. If it gets back to the person you're gossiping about, that is your brand impacted. And you don't want to be likable in the sense that you're a mean girl or that you're like popular in the high school way. You want to be liked in an authentic, kind, and empathetic way. And you need to look back at those values you defined. Is the person you want to be the kind of person who talks shit in a lunchroom? Probably not. Pro tip, be really good at names, be really good at fun facts. Yes, it helps so much. When you meet people, make sure you're using their names. Like, hey, Suzanne, how was your weekend? Hey, Bob, how was your Friday? Saying people's names, studies actually show this, it creates like a positive association, because it makes people feel like they can trust you, like you have a deeper connection than you already do. Super interesting how our brain works. And it's super interesting that we can use that to help make our lives a little bit easier. So use people's names. And when they tell you things about themselves, either remember it, or if you're like me and you can't, like, I can't remember little facts about people, write it down. Like, I literally have a notes app of like, this person from this team has 2 kids, a dog, they like to go to Montauk, or like whatever it is. And then ask, hey, any trips planned? I know you guys love Montauk. Suddenly people think that you are attentive, you're kind, it builds rapport, it makes you likable. And again, all of these things fuel into the access to opportunity and likelihood of promotion. And this one, I might have to make this one the last one because it's so good. Critique in private and celebrate in public. It is so important. Whether it's your peers, whether it's people more senior than you, more junior than you, do not go into a meeting and talk about, oh, well, I think this person could have done a better job here. No, that's not what you do. You can provide feedback in a thoughtful way. You never give criticism in public. You do it one-on-one. That's how you gain people's respect. And ultimately, it's the right thing to do. What I want you to do is celebrate people loudly in public. I don't care if you are in your first week of your first job ever, your voice matters. And when you show up like your voice matters, it starts to matter a whole lot more. When you're in a meeting and there is someone who has done a great job, you say, wow, this was amazing. You did a really great job at this. That's all it takes. That shows confidence. That is a likability factor. And when people start to see you as the person who praises, the person who elevates the energy, celebrates those around you, that is a very likable quality. That's a quality people want on their team. Showing up in a way that is authentic and attentive and present, and ultimately proof that you are a reliable individual who's got the right go-getter attitude, that is what is going to make the difference. You could be the smartest cookie in the jar, but if the cookie doesn't taste that good, no one's eating the cookie. You can't just be good at your job. You also need to have the right substance, the sweets. You better know how to play the game in order to have people want to work with you. And that is the difference. Perhaps the cookie was a bit of a stretch, but y'all get what I'm saying. I'm a little hungry. It's like 11 o'clock. Ready for a little snack. Okay. Did this help? Because honestly, this was my big brain dump of the things I actively do to try and make sure that my brand is very positive. And then also to make sure that I'm networking. Because then when people naturally like you, it's a lot easier to ask them to grab a coffee and then transition this into a mentoring relationship. And you know how I feel about mentors. It's so important. All right. So effective tomorrow, which is Monday, you're going to be the most liked person in the office, because you're going to do these things. You're going to do like the little tips and tricks. You're going to define your brand. You're going to be authentic. You're going to make aggressive eye contact. You're going to look people right in the eyes, and you're going to smile. Oh, it's going to be amazing. I'm so excited for your work week. You have to let me know what tips resonated, what worked. And don't forget, if you have any questions or want me to answer anything like life, career, whatever it is, in next week's episode, I'm going to do a questions episode. So click the link in the description of this little bad boy, and we will make sure that we get your question answered. Thank you so much for being here. I love you to the moon and back. Have an amazing, amazing week.